Around 200 protesters blocked traffic outside Philadelphia's Federal Department of Corrections yesterday afternoon in the wake of immigration raids, the Trump administration's immigration policies, and the ongoing tensions in Los Angeles, where President Trump has activated the National Guard to respond to demonstrations there. Nick Kariuki with WHYY's Billy Penn witnessed some of the activities in Philadelphia yesterday.
The group marched around the building and stopped in front of it for over an hour. They chanted against the recent detainment and deportations that have been occurring under President Donald Trump's administration and heckled police and federal officials. Jay, who wanted to remain anonymous, says he was there to protest reports that ICE officers are coming into Philadelphia's communities.
They're basically operating like a modern-day Gestapo, and it's appalling, and every member of the community should be up in arms about it.
Another person, Sarah, says she did not attend protests before this year and came out in solidarity with California labor leader David Huerta, who was arrested in Los Angeles Friday.
Philadelphia is a sanctuary city. In many ways, we're a liberal city. We're standing up and we're doing what's right. It's great that there has not been more cooperation between the police departments and ICE, but it's not sufficient.
On Saturday, June 14th, a nationwide wave of demonstrations is planned under the banner of No Kings. Organizers are planning for Philadelphia's rally to be the largest in the country. For Billy Penn, I'm Nick Kariuki, WHYY News.
Sometime later, tense moments unfolded between protesters and Philadelphia police yesterday. Viewer video obtained by our news partner 6ABC showed an officer and a protester in some sort of altercation at 10th and Market Streets around 7 o'clock. It's still unclear what led to the encounter. Just after 6 o'clock, some members of the group that rallied earlier in the city began disrupting traffic and blocking streets. Police say 14 people were arrested for disorderly conduct. One man was arrested for aggravated assault on an officer. Two officers and two protesters who were arrested sustained minor injuries, and one police vehicle was vandalized with spray paint. That's according to officials.